Love
hey,
Talk
everybody.
Radio.
Oh, I found it. Hey, everybody. I hope you are having a great day today. Today is March the 18th, 2021. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. This is the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. Of course, my co-host is late, as always. Yes, maybe he had something better to do, but I hope everyone is having a great day. You know, our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with everyone that's affected by the shooting that happened down in Georgia, you know, right close to in Atlanta and around that surrounding area. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely with everyone, you know, who's been affected by that tragedy. But we definitely may have a great show for you guys. We'll, you know, have a special guest that will be coming up, you know, later on in the show. She is an author. She's from Texas, named Helena Bailey. So definitely excited to get
hello.
Her on. And yes. Oh, hello, sir. Nice of you to join us today.
Yeah, I bet. You
yeah,
find Yankman?
We, yeah, I found it.
Oh, my God.
I sure did. You
by
know.
Anybody that's
but
listening
how,
to this, Mr. Rontel, that. What's going on, Miss Lee?
Yeah. Clearly, you know, you co-host with me, so. What can I say? But I'm doing good. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good in yourself.
I am great. Well, you know.
Enjoying this rain outside. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, and I've been working, so I don't even know if it was raining or not. So.
Uh-huh.
But you have yourself a good time out there.
Yep.
Yes. But let's get into our first track of the day. This is, she was our special guest 2 weeks ago. So definitely, I wasn't on that interview, but I definitely, you know, was listening. This is You'll Be Good by Keyshawna K.
You say you want me and that you need me. You say you love me, appreciate me. But I don't wanna lead you on, I know I can't complain. I don't wanna take the love you have for me in vain. But baby, I can see it so clear now. Hate to tell you that it won't work out. I know I'm wrong and I haven't all along, but I'm sure that you'll be fine on your own. Yeah, you deserve so much more. I wish that I could be the one you're searching for. When I walk out the open door, I'm sure someone will come and give you more. 'Cause you'll be good.
Change, but I'm in need of something different. When I walk out the open know someone will come and give you more cause.
You'll be good.
Alright, I definitely like that joint. I was head jamming like I be doing. That was You Be Good by our special guest from a couple weeks ago, Keyshawna K.
Yeah.
Definitely like that joint. And our next track coming up, this is by he would have been our special guest last week, but you know, we were having our technical difficulties, but he will be on sometime, like the second week of next month. So, but his Portia Music, his project is out right now. This is Step Up by Surprise.
Step up or get stepped on.
The streets ain't playing with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
I know you see the picture.
Step up or get stepped on.
Watch who's hanging with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
That's the road of the riches.
Step up or get stepped on.
The streets ain't playing with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
I know you see the picture.
Step up or get stepped on.
Watch who's hanging with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
That's the road of the riches.
I'm back by popular demand.
They holler, get a fan. I'm all about them dividends, racks wrapped in a rubber band. No Ouija board, I speak to the Lord. Move a dip in the core. My last name is Ford, I'm built for a tough. I'm warming up, things slow down. For some of us, they're like, here's 600. Suck it up, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna get them bands up. Understand us, dust is dust, only money we trust. That funny money cause problems. I do my best to dodge them. Down bottom, solo, trying to see Alcopoco with that cash to go local. I told them I would, oh so here I go, talents in the full. For those who wanna creep slow, camouflage of 10 boots, Henny over Grey Goose. I do this for my people who was never able to make it. Got caught up in the system, a scrambled up in the matrix. My pain, they can't trace it, I'm an artist, whip on the canvas. I'm not talking J-Boo when I say I can't do damage.
Step up or get stepped on,
the streets ain't playing with you.
Step up or get stepped on,
I know you see the picture.
Step up or get stepped on,
watch who's hanging with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
That's the road of the riches.
Step up or get stepped on.
The streets ain't playing with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
I know you see the picture.
Step up or get stepped on.
Watch who's hanging with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
That's the road of the riches.
Shit, it gets scary, you don't have my dough. Friend or foe, if I don't eat, everybody go. Just so you know, nobody's iller in the booth. I'm a killer, moving this work just like a dealer on a stoop. I always kept a hustle, plus a death chant like my name was Russell. Hit the gym to build my muscle, case niggas looking to tussle. We can go there, mentality hoods, I don't know fear. We toast beer, chilling, counting this paper with a cold stare. Focused on it, every dollar bring me something new. I hit the mall, pockets full, looking for something blue. My era true, your era pussy and full of fools. We making moves. I'm trying to cop a mansion with a pool and buy a school. And get my family all they need and wants. I need a blunt, sour cushion runs when I'm rolling up. Early in surprise, be the top. Nigga, you know we the hottest.
Step up or get stepped on.
The streets ain't playing with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
I know you see the picture.
Step up or get stepped on.
Watch who's hanging with you.
Step up or get stepped on.
That's the road of the riches.
Hey, we back, y'all. That was Surprise.
All right, definitely. Yes, definitely like that joint. I know his project is available on all streaming platforms. So definitely excited to get him on, you know, and chat it up with him. Because he likes his whole little concept that he got going on with it. But let's get to the first caller.
It's
about the cream, yo, that I get, the green, the freestyle, nah, I mean, currencies, I'm about the monies, yo, the carrots and the peas in the soup, that's absolute, I rap like I'm in the coop, that keeps rolling, I'm flowing, yo, with the voice that's golden, from the throat, you know my freestyle I promote, because it's dope. D-O-P-E, I got the microphone, it's a necessity, let me just be who I am, and who I am is a strong man, I flex the muscle, yo, now they in trouble, because they see Sean G, and he be flowing and glowing on the double, and I likes to flow, I got the mic, you know, with another microphone show, yo, lyrics, I gotta glow and throw, yo, because they so cool when I'm performing. Yo, my name ain't Norman. No, it's not, yo, but I'm brainstorming the thoughts on the spot. Yo, I wear clothes for all the women. You know, this is how I do, I suppose. Whenever I rep, I gotta, yo, be careful with what I do in my life. Because I gotta live a life that's right and proper. Sean G, yo, the lyrical doctor. Yo, but I'm not a doctor for patients. My freestyle is not ancient.
Hello.
Let me explain it. Yo, while I maintain it. Sean G, yo, I rock the chain and the whip. Yo, that's the car. And I got the bars that are always flowing and strolling and continue to do what I do at a venue. Yo, and this is what I like to rock the mic. Right, yo, when I'm by the door and I could freestyle furthermore. Yo, when I lyrically explore. Yo, through my cranium, my flow is hard, titanium alloy. And I continue to bring much joy wherever I'm at.
Hello.
My pocket's fat with the cheddar.
Hello.
Remember, I was always lyrically better. So I kept going with the internet process to freestyle. Yo, the best. Yo, I am one of the best in the West. And I profess, yo, to write rhymes at my desk, or is it a table?
646-637.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, Keisha, everybody? How's everybody today? This is Sean Soda, SX Energy Drinks.
What's going on, Sean?
Hey, Sean, how are you doing today?
All right, quick few comments about the Grammys. I'm not really a Grammy fan due to the politics, but let's give a big, quick shout-out to Nas, who finally won a Grammy after all these years. We all know how the politics don't appreciate real hip-hop. So to see Nas finally got his due and that award for his last album, shout-out to him. You know his history with the hip-hop back to his Queensbridge days, so shout-out to him. And also a quick thing, I don't know if you heard about the the FCC having issues with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion do that WAP song. Listen, people of power, both the white folks who runs the Grammys, knew that these girls was going to sing that type of song. What's the issue? You know what I mean? You saw what was coming, so I don't get all that nonsense of the FCC. Did you hear about that?
Yes. Well, see, the deal with that is someone – it's a parents group that made a complaint to the FCC about it. So, that's the whole thing. One, by the time that kind of went on, when you first saw them, because they did a whole lot of stuff before they even got to the big part. Turn your TV off. Was your remote broke?
Right.
Turn your TV off. That's my whole thing with parents. Cardi B makes music for adults. So if you don't want your children listening to it, that's on you if you're not censoring what comes in your house. Because my mother surely did, and I surely do for my nieces and nephews. So miss me with all of that. But I saw that whole back and forth with her and that Candace Owens woman who that's a whole different conversation. But, look, people,
listen, we remember back in the days, Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown was raunchy back then during our era. So what else is new? You know what I'm saying? I mean, give me a break. You know what I'm saying? Give me the break. You know what I'm saying? And also, big quick shout out to Beyonce, who tied the record the most Grammy Awards. You know, Beyonce.
Yeah.
She broke the record, though.
Yeah. I think it's tied. I don't know if she broke the record. I think it's tied. She tied something.
Yeah, she broke it.
She actually broke it. Yeah,
oh, she
broke
it
later
okay.
on in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
actually, Blue Ivory won. Well, I watched the whole show. I've always have. And I watch all the award shows mainly for the fashion. Like, I do. I'm a fashion girl. So that's part of me why I'm watching.
But I watched
the whole show, like, from start to finish. Like, it was a really show. You know, when people saying, well, the ratings have been down. I think the ratings were going to be down because you had
due to the COVID situation.
Well, one, you know, maybe because of COVID, but you had like The Weeknd speaking out about it. You know that he was
boycotting because
you know they didn't nominate him and all of that. So
right.
I think because you know certain people were already in their feelings, they did not watch. They just weren't going to watch the Grammys anyway. And also. Ice-T made history for being the first black rock group to win for that album.
Right, I remember that. Yeah, definitely remember that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ice-T.
So,
He's definitely a rebel. He's definitely a rebel, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and also,
he is.
For Megan Thee Stallion, I'm going to say it again. She better thank Beyonce to get on that remix song, because if Beyonce didn't get on that remix song for Savage, that really took her to a whole nother level and got her to cross over to mainstream. So you got to thank Beyonce for that, because Beyonce don't get on your song unless it's hot. If she feels you got potential and hot, she going to jump on that and make your song more hot. So she better thank Beyonce for getting on that remix. It took it to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
She definitely did. And I like the whole Savage remix. And, like Meg won 3. You know, so look, she really had, you know, a great. I liked her project that she put out. You know, her Good News project.
Yeah.
You know, but you had
a
lot of people, you know, feeling like, you know, all on Twitter that you know there was some type of snub because, you know, like Nicki Minaj didn't win, and you know she should thank Nicki for you know getting women, and it's like, look, people, you have to move beyond some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
mm-hmm.
woman won, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Her project
mm-hmm.
was nice. You know,
mm-hmm.
because her and Nicki got there, you know, thing going back and forth, you know, people
don't
give her props. But, look, she won. She won Best New Artist. You know,
right.
And look.
Yeah, she got 3 awards
that night,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she did. She had 3 awards that night. She
mm-hmm.
had a good project out. And that's just it.
Yeah. And also, before I get off, I didn't see the Coming to America, too. I heard some mixed reviews about it. So I'm just saying like this, in my opinion, and I'm sure you may want to agree with me, Keisha, it ain't going to be like the first one back then. The first one's always going to be a classic. You know what I mean? And that time, you know, Eddie had everybody there, Arsenio Hall, John Amos, so many classic people, and the roles he played, the different roles in Arsenio. To me, that's always going to be a classic, the first Coming to America. So no matter what happens, if you like the second or not, I didn't see it yet, but the first one's always going to be a classic. And that's just my opinion on it.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one either. I'm going to watch it soon. But, yeah, that's really more of what it is, you know, because the first one is such, you know, like iconic in our eyes. It would have. There was going to be a segment of the population that just was not going to like it to begin with. That's just how it was, you know. But I mean, he's doing numbers with people watching it. So I mean, look.
Oh yeah. He's going to be nominated, I think, by the NAACP for an iconic award. So that's well deserved. Eddie Murphy to me changed the game of the comedy entertainment. I mean, well, I think he's pushing 60, but if you look at his resume or what he accomplished. And remember, he was a young guy on Saturday Night Live back in the days, and to what he is now, he's always going to be a comic and change the game of comedy and entertainment. So if he died tomorrow, his resume is too impressive. So, you know, shout out to Eddie Murphy. So, okay, that's basically about it. He changed the game. So all the Kevin Harts and all these other guys, you better bow down to Eddie Murphy because he put you on the map. You know what I'm saying? Definitely changed the game. So, okay, I'm going to end this right here, and then y'all check for me on YouTube, Sean Sutter, Essex Promotions, and shout out to my PR DJ K Nikki. So y'all have a good day and be safe during the COVID. And that's basically about it. So I'll catch y'all soon.
All righty. Well, definitely thanks, Sean, for checking in, and you be safe out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Say bye-bye.
Let's go to another track. Let's get to another track.
All right. Well, this is Walk by Little Tay featuring George Gambino and Reggie Street.
Dragging to a special tunnel, look at the bag. And fucking bitches that you couldn't imagine. Real designer, you can tell by the fag. You can tell by the walk. Nigga, look at the walk. Damn, I think I drag too much. They hate when I win and really get the bip. And I been in my bag too much. You can tell by the walk. Nigga, look at the walk. Hey, walk the nigga. What? I be styling. Look how I work with the drip, niggas whining. Can't try and talk to his bitch, niggas blind. They never say what the clip bullets flying. He got a walk with a look, I got bang. Play me, I'm gone, this shit like a fan. I hit his block with a drum and he ran. Chopper be burning his skin like a tan. Play like a bitch and your trackway stand. The trap be jumping when the birds chirp. I turn around and do the plug walk. The Balenciagas on my feet, nigga. Straight cash, it ain't cheap, nigga. Don't approach me, I don't know you from nowhere. Trust me, nigga, boy, you don't wanna go there. Baltimore, we throw the whole lot of flow there. Leave a nigga in the middle of nowhere. I'm drinking Henny, so I talk with a slur. Ran up on him, already seen was a blur. Round his icy, got him looking like Burr. Neck with chili, so I'm rocking the fur. Just look at her walk. I don't wanna talk, I shine in the dark. I told him I'm winning, you don't wanna stack. Dragging to a special tunnel, look at the bag. And fucking bitches that you couldn't imagine. Real designer, you can tell by the fag. You can tell by the walk. Nigga, look at her walk. I think I drag too much. They hate when I win and really get the bip. And I've been in my bag too long. You can talk about a walk. Nigga, look at a walk.
Oh, shit, the game back on it. Registered in Lord Tay on it. I'm main one, so this size on it. Used to put some knees on like a four. 160 on the dashboard. Low key, can't drive a cord. I can show you how to trap, boy. I'm catching waves like a surfboard. This would be my not Acura. I've been benign like I'm Dracula. Only business on my cellular. I'm a stepper in the pellula. Main sales of a battle mic. Your money short, you ain't trapping right. See it coming, you ain't fucking right. I'm only fucking if I put it tight. BG, Big George, nigga. Got the hammer like I'm Thor, nigga. Got my dish on my drawers, nigga. Set the feet, ain't the sauce, nigga. Cause the lyrics got my soul bloody. I got the dirty and the clean money. Wild card, get your gun, dummy. Nail your face on the shirt, buddy.
I got that drip like a fuck. I might just slip when I walk it. I be too slick when I'm talking. I'm trying to go like the market. I got a bad little bitch. She want my love, but I'm hard. Every time I cop a gun, I use a name like a login. Big stepper, you can tell by the walk. Turn my gun and you get drawn on the chalk. Don't make me slide like a kid at the park. BBS, bitch, they glow in the dark. I think I drag too much. These niggas mad as fuck. What's in that bag too much? They say I brag too much. They kick me when I was down. These niggas mad, I'm up. Shit getting crazy. Nigga, I'm wavy. Boy, I'm rad as fuck. No way I'm at, you could pull up, I dare one. Nigga, I'm shooting, ain't shooting no fair one. I'm on probation, nigga, I don't get never. Niggas be capping like they need a haircut.
Dragging to a special tunnel, look at the bag. And fucking bitches that you couldn't imagine. Real designer, you can tell by the fag. You can tell by the walk. Nigga, look at the walk. I think I drag too much. They hate when I win and really get the bip. And I've been in my bag too long. You can tell by the walk. Nigga, look at her walk.
All righty, let's get. I see we have another caller. Well, That was Walk by Little Tay featuring George Gambino and Reggie Streets. And let's get to our next caller.
209-915.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mirich. I know y'all.
What's going on, Mirich?
Hey, Mirich. How you doing?
I've been doing good. Just trying to stay with the good grades. Working on some new music. Working on some new music. Also, I'm still trying to get my dad out of jail so that I could start working even more on my work ethic, yeah. And, like, just go to the studio even more because I go to the studio once a week. And so, like, I'm just trying to blow up. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Sounds like you got a call out there.
No, it's just, I don't know why. It's kind of because I didn't look up, but, I don't know.
It's all good, though, man. Good hearing from you. That's good you're doing good at school. What music you got coming out?
Huh?
I said good hearing from you. I said what music you got coming out?
I got some music for the girls. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
I know everybody gonna love the new song. I previewed it on my Instagram. Yeah, it's fire. Well, thank y'all for letting me call in today. I appreciate
it. No problem. We appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Thank you for accepting my call. And peace. Oh, wait. Everybody. Where y'all want to find me at? My name is Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H, on all platforms, digital platforms, social media platforms, and multiple platforms under that name. So y'all go check me on fire. I'm 14. Yeah, on fire.
Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, Mirich, and you be safe out there.
Okay, you too.
All right, well, let's get to the next one before our special guest gets on the line.
352-398.
For the big boom, it's Young Tune. I'm making music for my fucking room. I'm still gonna do what I gotta do. Cause real talk, I'm trying to stay on top of you. And that don't mean I'm trying to hold you down. I'm just trying to stick around. Put it down for my town, just to lift them up. Bitches is dirty, they licking nuts. Niggas is scary, they killing us. I hate how niggas is trying to get other niggas hurt. Trying to get other niggas murked. Somebody get hurt. Somebody family member in the church. But it's funny when something go wrong, people go to the church. If you never went there before, then why you think it's gonna work? You fucked up a long time ago. I hope heaven's where I'ma go. Shit, I sinned before. I think we all did. But it's like hell be calling. I mean, you could keep up if you're not falling. You could keep walking if you're not stalling. A lot of people want to walk, but they just talking. I'm just freestyling. Feel like I'm trapped in an island. It's a big hill, but I'm still climbing. I ain't going dumb down. I'm still grinding. I'm trying to stay fly so I can keep flying. Stay rising.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, he cut his ass off.
Yeah. All right, Young Tune. He still on here?
No, I think he's on now.
All right. All righty. Well, I see we have our special guest on the line. You know, she is a new author all the way from, you know, like the Dallas area and from Texas. And let's bring on Helena Bailey.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Honey, yourself. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Yeah, good. I'm glad that, you know, like we were able to get you on today. I've been you know, checking you out on, you know, like on your Facebook and everything. And who was, you know, like your inspiration or, you know, like what author did you look up to that, you know, kind of gave you the idea of wanting to be an author as well?
Well, you know what? I really didn't want to be an author because I'm not a writer, but my life coach, she's a prophet and she's a pastor as well. She kind of, you know, pushed me to write my book, and she told me somebody needs to, you know, hear my story. So she's my publisher as well. And, you know, she really helped me on my journey as far as, you know, helping me be the woman that I am today.
Okay. Yeah. You say that you come from the school of the hard knocks. Like growing up, like what was, you know, like how was your life like growing up?
My life growing up, I was in and out of the juvenile system, you know, for stealing and, you know, just having different run-ins with the law. Out from the time that I was 14 all the way up until I was 30. So I've been in the system since, I think last year was, this year would be the first year that I've been out the system since I was 14. So I've been in and out the system since 14 for about 15 or 16 years.
Yeah, okay. And, like, you know, because you kind of started young, was that, you know, just more of a necessity because of just survival? Or, you know, like, kind of like what, you know, like what at the time was, like, your motivation for kind of, like, being out there, like, in the streets a little?
It was basically just like the fast life, you know, the money, you know, and it was different other stuff that I've done as well that I didn't put in my book, but, it was basically like the money and the fast life. And then I was, you know, hanging around the wrong crowd, but I wouldn't basically say the wrong crowd is what got me where I was. It was basically my own decision. So that's why my book is called The Game of Chance, because I took chances knowing that I would suffer the consequences later, but I just didn't care at the moment.
Yeah, okay. I can understand that. You know, I grew up in a very tough neighborhood, and, you know, a lot of people who I went to school with, that, you know, lived on my block from elementary on up to high school really just didn't make it out. And, you know, people who, you know, who are still alive, you know, a lot of them are just, like, in jail, different drug charges, and, you know, are really, like, doing fed time. So I can kind of understand, you know, like, being and hanging in the streets in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I say I'm one of the lucky ones because my grandmother and my mother was just really strict. So I had to be, you know, like in the house with the lights on. And I just never took that chance. I was a little too scared of my mama.
You know what, I was scared of my mama too, but
Like,
I don't know.
I was too scared. But I definitely can, you know, say that I look back at my friends and, you know, at the time I was like, oh, they all here having fun and I'm stuck in the house sitting at the window, you know, but you know, and I ended up going away to college and a lot of them, you know, they'd be like, well, hey, Kiana, you know, like, dang, Keisha, I just wish you would have, you know, like, brung a little more of your, you know, like, nice girl energy to our situation. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's just, and I was looking at them like, oh, they was having fun, and I'm sitting here stuck in the house. But, you know, you know, I guess we all want different things at, like, different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I learned is that, oh, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, what I've learned is that, you know, me going through all the stuff that I've been through, if I could do it again, I would, because it helped me become the woman that I am today. So I just really wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, and that's so true. You know, I think we all go through things, you know, that, you know, like that really mold us into, you know, like who we're supposed to be, you know, like that,
mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. You know, and then it also, you know, like teaches you that the grass is not always green on the other side, you know, that
yeah.
we're looking in at people's mm-hmm. lives and we're thinking like, you know, like whatever we're thinking, like, oh, they got a nice, you know, like their husband is really taking care of them or something, you know, and you just never know what people are really going through in their daily lives. So, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so since you really never really saw yourself as being an author, what was the most challenging part for you?
You mean as far as me writing a book?
Yeah.
The most challenging part was actually writing a book because I really did not want to, but it was not only my life coach that kind of pushed me to do it, but it was also God, because it was a vision that he gave me. That's my purpose. My book is a part of my purpose, but, you know, it was just like a nudge from the Holy Spirit just pushing me to write the book. And once I was done, it was like a big relief that just went through me because I'm like, ugh, you know, because it was just like every day. And it took me about 2 years to write the book because I didn't want to write it at first. And I think maybe 6 months to a year into me writing the book, you know, my coach wrote me and, you know, she kind of, you know, encouraged me to, you know, keep writing. So that's when I started back. I think she sent me a message on Messenger and she told me that, you know, that if I didn't get back into alignment, that I was going to be lower than I ever been before in my life. And she told me to take heed. When she said take heed, like the next day I was back on it. I was praying. I was reading my Bible. I started back writing my book. So, you know, and I've always learned if a true prophet tells you to take heed to a word, then you better take heed to it. So, yeah. And that's what kind of just pushed me, and I just kept moving forward after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely can understand that. You know, I grew up very religious, and I tell people I've always felt like God spoke to me in my dreams. You know, so I keep a pen and a piece of paper, you know, next to my bed because I've always, you know, had dreams about different situations and just different things. And, mm-hmm. you know, I woke up, wrote it down, and, you know, you see, like, his plan, like, really unfolds, you know, in so many different ways. Yeah. So did you grow up religious, very religious, or that's something you found on your journey?
You know what? It was like something that always stuck with me, you know, as far as me believing in Jesus Christ. You know, some people in my family that don't believe in Jesus Christ, and they, you know, they're Muslim. But it was just something, I guess that I was just born with it, because even when growing up, like, my mother, we had church in the house, because my mother never really went to church. But after she realized we were having church in the house, you know, then that kind of encouraged her to go. But even growing up, like, even now, like, recently my mother just gave her life over to Jesus Christ. But I didn't know that she didn't believe in Jesus Christ. She was just going to church. But I tell people, like, it's a what I've learned the past year or so is that it's a big difference between religion and having a relationship, because it's even pastors and preachers that are still stuck in religion that have no relationship, you know, and they think that that's like a gateway to heaven, which is really not. And, you know, God is really calling us, and that's what caused me to, you know, discover my purpose, is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Because, you know, at first I was stuck in religion, and, you know, that last encounter with me being in jail, that right there was like, it was like a light bulb that came on, and it was like an eye-opener, because I was facing 20 years in the penitentiary. And after that, I've never been to jail since then. So after that, I really grew in my relationship with Christ. All thanks to God and my life coach, Coach Missy, and she's also my publisher as well.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that. And it is a lot of people don't understand that it's a big difference for, you know, like, your relationship with God is your personal relationship. And you can have a relationship with him and not be in a church building every Sunday.
Yep.
You know, it's two totally different things. You know, and you know, people think it's funny, but you know, like, God isn't the building. You know, like,
yeah,
that just isn't like it. No, people need, so you don't need to be in no football stadium worshiping him, or a church that's sitting on a little corner. It does not matter. Wherever you are is where God is, and it's your relationship with him. And I'm so glad you said that, because people don't understand that there is a difference.
Yeah, a big difference, because I was like, even on my journey, like, I never really went to church like that. But at home, like, that's like I grew my relationship with Christ. I was reading my Bible. I was praying. I was fasting and, you know, just different type of stuff. So I didn't really go to church, you know. And even, like, some of my friends, like, they're like, oh, you're not going to church for New Year's? I'm like, it's not mandatory I have to go to church for New Year's. You know, I can spend time with God at home. I don't have to be in the church building. And I think that's the reason why we all going through this stuff now, you know, with the pandemic and everything, is because God wants us to have a relationship with him at home. Because people go to church and they get out of the church building, they pay their tithes, they do this and do that. But when they leave church, they, you know, God is not even on their mind. They just, you know, go about their daily lives. So, you know, that's why a lot of stuff is going on right now.
Yes. And it definitely does matter, you know, like, no sin, you know, kind of like outweighs the other. Earlier, you know, during the week, the Catholic Church kind of put out their statement that, you know, they couldn't bless, you know, like, so we, like, same-sex marriages, because God wouldn't bless a sin, you know. And I mean, I had that conversation, you know, with a friend of mine, you know, and actually my best friend just got married on Saturday, and she's a minister, and the person that she married, he's also a pastor. You know, so now she's the, you know, like, first lady, you know, but I've, you know, had so many different, you know, conversations with friends, you know, when, you know, like, the Catholic Church kind of made, you know, that statement. And my thing is always, you know, like, people pay so much attention, you know, to the words that, you know, may have been spoken about with gay marriage, but, you know, like, how are we treating each other is more of what the Bible is talking about than, you know, like, gay marriage, you know. So, you know, treating people the way you would want them to treat you, like, that's what I'm more, you know, like, focused on than what a person is doing in their bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, like I tell people, you don't, because even on my journey, like, even now, I still fall short. I'm like, you don't have to be perfect. But God loves, he loves for us to have a repentant lifestyle. He wants us to work towards change and not get stuck in our sin, because this is stuff that I still struggle with to this day. and I'm not perfect, but I tell people never focus on the transformation because you're not perfect. Just focus on the journey. You're going to fall a few times and just know, you know, don't condemn yourself when you do mess up. Just know God is a forgiving God and his love is unconditional. He is not like man, you know. So we will fall short, but, you know, as long as we work towards change, and once I realized I started working towards change, that's when my life started to change. That's why. That's when God started moving in areas that he never moved in before, you know. And actually, even though I'm not where I want to be, you know, I'm content with where I am right now. And I know God has greater plans for me in the future. But, you know, that's why I tell people, you know, in the Bible it says, you know, many are called and only a few are chosen. And a few are only chosen because those few were obedient, you know, to God. When he said do something, they did it. You know, and I tell people the cross, you know, just like Jesus Christ carried that cross, the cross is going to be heavy. It's not going to be easy on this journey. It's hard. But, you know, just know that God is still pleased. Every step we take, you know, God is pleased with every step, no matter how big or small.
Exactly. And I that's, you know, like so important, you know, that no one is perfect, you know, the hope is that, you know, you learn and you make better decisions, you know, but no one is perfect. And we all, like you said, we all fall short at times. Yeah. So, you know, with your first book, do you have plans in writing, you know, like a follow-up, or do you have like other ideas that you're working on?
I'm not working on nothing yet, but I really feel like, in the future, God is going to want me to write another book. I really feel like, because I've had a few people ask me that, so I know that's like just a, you know, answer from God, like, look, I need to write another book, but he hasn't put it on my heart to write one yet, but I know in the future he will.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So I don't, like I've told people, I don't make no moves. If I always consult God with everything, I don't care if it's relationships, friendships, you know, monetary, you know, contracts, anything. I don't care if it's like a $15 million contract somebody offered me. I always have to go to God first. And if he tells me no, then I can't accept it. So that's, you know, that's one of the things on my journey as well that I've been able to walk into is just, you know, always consult God first before I make a decision. Because if I make decisions on my own, then it could be the wrong decision.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna take a caller. They, you know, may or may not have a question for you, and then we'll let them promote, and then we'll finish up with the interview. All right, let's get to the next caller.
Hey, family, it's Ann Jules.
Hey,
what's up?
I'm loving the show. Hi, queens and kings. I'm so grateful to be here.
How are you doing? Well, before you promote this, do you have a question for our special guest?
You know it. first, I want to ask, I always ask the same question of all the guests, and I've been calling in since 2015. Sue, I've been inspired by your interview, but I'd like to ask you, is there a moment on your pathway when you felt like you were at your happiest, at your biggest joy, you know, like, because that's what God wants for all of us here in life is to be happy and joyful. And, you know, it might be this moment now. I mean, I'm in an organization representing for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor, and I'm on a 10th anniversary CD. That's one of my highlights in my life, being able to do that for others. Can you describe a moment on your path that would inspire the listeners and the callers?
The moment on my path that really, you know, when I started to become the happiest was when I moved and I got away from certain people, places, and things, and I just you know, like when I like staying in the hood, but once I got out and I had to cut out certain people, and once I cut out those people, even people that I grew up with, that's when I started to be the happiest. I started to have peace, and even like on my celibacy journey, I've been celibate for about 3 years, and I've had a peace that I can't even describe, like that only comes from God. So the peace that I have now is, it just, it's not the peace that the world gives. So, you know, I've been at my happiest for about maybe like 2 or 3 years, like when I first started out on my celibacy journey, and that's when I started to, you know, let go of people, places, and things. And, you know, I did fall short a few times while I was on my journey, but, you know, I'm still, even now, like each day gets better. So.
Nice. I love it.
You
thank
you.
Gave everybody a tool, a way, and inspiration. So thank you, Queen. Thank you, sister.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's awesome. I love that interview.
Oh, thank you. And I have one more thing also. Like, I want to tell my listeners, your circle is a prophecy of your future. So who you have around you makes a big difference of where you're headed to in the future. So I just wanted to let that be known.
Those are truth spoken. Truth spoken here, and it's so true because you become like the five people that you most associate with.
Yeah.
And I relate. I can relate, you know. So thank you for sharing that. I love it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Well, that's cool. Shout out to Royal Crush Takeover here and Smackout Radio and the Black Peter to LeVar Hayes and to my family here. I'm grateful you guys just let me call in, and I appreciate you guys just letting me call in and do my thing. And I thank you all for all your support throughout the years and for making Jay and I as Ageless Angels, which is our band name, Ageless Angels. You can find us on Spotify, all the major platforms. I thank you for having us as your guest and for letting me call in and for playing our music. And shoot, you guys were supporting me from day one, back when I was just doing my solo thing. And now that I'm in Ageless Angels, I'm so grateful to have you guys in my family, in my circle. So thank you all. For real.
Yeah, you are so welcome.
From the heart and soul. Yeah, we're working on some new songs. We just released Deja Vu for You, which you guys know, in September, and that was written by Sugar Hill Gang DJ Rob the Noise Temple. So shout out to my family and Sugar Hill Gang and to the Temple Dynasty. Deja Vu for You is really special to us. It's a love song. All our music is family friendly, positive messages, as you know, family. To all the callers and listeners, if you're listening, Google Ageless Angels, Deja Vu for You, and you'll hear what everybody else out there loves, inspire, and they got it on repeat. So check that out. We are working on that. We had to get our vibe high. And Queen, you spoke of it. I did the same thing. As soon as I started, you know, staying away from the lower vibes and just not so good people in my life, it changed my life. I mean, I've always been a happy person, but it just helped my life to stay more focused. And, you know, when you rise, I just made a post about it on Facebook, when we all rise, and we're all rising, the devil likes to try to attempt to grab at your ankle, to drag you back down. But we got to stay focused in our happiness and our joy and our self-love, which are the tools to get anything you want in life. Gratitude, happiness, joy, which is something you don't see in the media. This is all God's vibe. This is the vibe of divine, divinity, and we need to bring that forth, especially for our lives. I mean, if I want something, I pray to God, and I act in gratitude like it's already happening, and it happened. Whether that's, you know, a milkshake or a new job or a new car or a boyfriend, you know, to be loyal to me, whatever it is, it's no joke. These are our humane, innate superpowers that God has given us, and it's joy and happiness and gratitude, and I cannot stress that enough. And that's why we don't see it in the media, and we don't see it in Hollywood and on TV and stuff, because they all know that power. They just don't want to make
you
already
and,
know.
what I think is important is that sometimes, you know, like God wants to remove people from our lives, and it's us that kind of want to keep those people, you know, like hanging around.
Yep. It's true. Yeah. And you know, I try to connect to those people and it just doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't vibe. I can't even connect to them anymore because it's just, we're on a different level. And I just bless them on their way and love them from afar and, you know. But yeah. I don't want to take too much of your time.
Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, sis, as always. And you be safe out there.
You too, sister. Love you guys. Salute family and Jules, fan for you for life. Keep shining. Love you guys. Peace.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, the time definitely does fly when you are having a good time. And before we let you go, Helena, throw your links in, like where people can find the book, like. Throw that out there so people know where they can find you.
Okay, you can find my book on my website at Lena, LENAB.org, or you can find it on Amazon. Yes, on Amazon. It's $5 cheaper on Amazon, and it's $20 on my website only because I have to pay for the shipping. So the shipping is free on my website, but you can get it on either my website or Amazon.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I'll put your website on my Facebook page as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you are so welcome. I was definitely glad that, you know, like we were able to do this with you today, because me and you've been talking for like a couple months a couple weeks now, and I definitely wanted to be able to get you on here because I love just talking with positive people. You know, we all go through things in life, and I think when you can, use your life and have God use you, in the way that He's using you, that will speak to, other young girls and young guys that, may grow up in a similar situation, that you don't have to, live, in like a stage of chaos almost. You can choose, the way that you live your life and live it with a purpose, and it's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, like I said, you outgrow people, and it's nothing wrong with that. I wish people well, but I'm not gonna have people bringing me down. So if you can't bring love, peace, and harmony into my circle, then you're not invited. And I'm glad that it's not my mama causing the drama. But if it was, I would have to cut her off as well. I'm not gonna live in just craziness. And I definitely commend you for doing that because you could have been on your journey and came out the other side, but maybe you didn't want to share it with people I love when people can glorify God's name and what He's done for them. And like I said, I love anyone who's out here doing something positive and making a better life for themselves. So I will always support that any day.
Yeah, and you know what, like I tell people, like even with my book, like even though I'm the author, the true author is Jesus Christ. He's the author of that book. Like even with the wardrobe, with my hair, the name, the book, just everything came from God. So, it's just like at first I was like just so full of myself, but now I know that all the glory belongs to God. Not even half of it belongs to me, because if it wasn't for Him, I wouldn't even be where I'm at. I wouldn't even have the wisdom to even write the book. So
like I said, I definitely thank you for doing this with us today. And I know we got about a minute left, I'm gonna put the website and everything on my page so people can know exactly where to find you. And let's play a little of Love's Meaning by Keyshawn K while we go out back to you.
Okay. Okay.
And for everybody, I almost forgot, have a great week. We will catch you guys next week. You know, but please, please, please be safe. Let's be kind to one another. And y'all have a great day.
Wear your mask.
Darkness, wait for the light. I will wait for.